So we have the Downs footballer Niall Mitchell on the line. Niall, it was a real roller coaster week for you, but you must be a happy man today.
Yeah, really happy. I suppose to, you know, put last week's defeat, you know, behind me and the team. It was a really, really tough week, not going to lie, with losing to Castletown last week in the county final. But this is my first county football medal, so I'm delighted to get my hands on that.
So take me back to the hurling, Niall, like a disappointing one. I suppose you didn't really get going in that one, but you didn't really have any time to dwell on it. Like, so how was the week?
Yeah, no, as I said, an incredibly tough week. For us, about seven of us there, seven dual players. As you said, really just didn't turn up last week against Castletown. They were the far hungrier team. It's their fourth final in a row without winning, so we knew they were going to add that extra bit, you know, between their teeth. So they were fully deserving winners in the day. We were incredibly disappointed with how we turned up on the day, but that's sport, I suppose. With regards, I suppose, the week on, week off, you know, very little time, I suppose, to, you know, to lick our wounds. But the Westmeath, the way the Westmeath structure is, you know, it is week on, week off throughout the whole championship. So we've been used to whether winning or losing, you know, the next week back on the horse for the different sports. So, yeah, we were used to that during the week, I suppose.
So for the seven dual players, I'd say it was probably nearly a good thing for you. Like, I'd say you mightn't have got even to go out and to drown the sorrows after the hurling, but it does give you something to focus on to kind of to get away from it a bit too. Like,
it does, yeah. Like, usually, you know, it would be a really, really good thing to go into the next week, you know, get over real quick. But whatever way, I don't know, the head was this week, it was only until about Thursday or Friday really getting over the county hurling final, you know. We had a couple of trainings obviously during the week, which, you know, were good for the head. We had a recovery session in Maynooth for the Downs on Monday for everyone, more so the hurlers probably, but for everyone. So that was good. And, you know, the Downs lads, a lot of them would have played with Clunkhill in underage, so they were very supportive during the week, you know, with Larawall obviously in management as well. But yeah, up to about Wednesday or Thursday, still shocking disappointed, but you know, you can't really keep the head down. You know, if a lot of us are leaders on the football team as well, if we win, you know, a sour mood during the week, you know, it might interrupt the football, and you don't want that to happen either. So yeah, no, we're just delighted that we could all play our part. You know, all seven lads are key members in the football team as well, so we were all delighted to play our part yesterday. Yeah.
So what were you like going down to training? It was a Tuesday or Wednesday. Had you a bit of a sour puss on you, or did you try and take it off?
I had a call with the manager, Lara Wall, on Tuesday night. You know, he kind of knew from after the hurling game, you know, kind of the mood we were in. And I suppose I had a good, I'd say, maybe hour call with him just about the game. He was probably more so, you know, getting all the kind of the secrets from warm-ups and stuff, how long do you have. But he was also supportive with, you know, lifting our spirits as well. So yeah, that was Tuesday night. Then Wednesday night we had collective football training then as well. And yeah, look, as I said, we have a great team in the Downs, and once you step out on the field, you know the lads are, you know, great crack, and it wouldn't be long putting a smile on your face, you know, playing with them. So yeah, for the first, I suppose, walking in, you know, everyone will be looking at you and they know this man's disappointed. But once you step in the field, you know, it's the next job, you know.
So talk to me about the game yesterday, Niall. So Lomans were the favourites, and dire conditions, and 9 minutes in, the hurler bears down a goal and slots one into the bottom corner. So what was the goal like?
Yeah, the goal was okay. It wasn't too bad. It was an all right finish, I suppose, for a hurler. But I don't score too many points, but that way I either go for goal or maybe fist it over the bar. So, yeah, no, delighted. We kind of really needed that yesterday. The first 10 minutes were cagey enough. There was a strong breeze there. We were lucky enough. Lomans were quite wasteful with their shooting. We needed a score big time, and it was lucky it was a goal. Yeah, it was just a great ball from Andrew Martin in. I just took it and hit in low, kind of, you know, made a lot of mistakes during the year, you know, hitting balls high and in around the goalie's, you know, vicinity. So kept it low, and, you know, it skidded along the ground, and, you know, yeah, no, it was kind of we kind of pushed on a slight bit from there, got a bit of kind of confidence, you know, that we were kind of, you know, back on top. We did quite well now in the end to win it. We were a draw at half time and we were against a strong breeze in the second half, but the guys in defence worked very, very hard. It was a low scoring game, you know, probably wasn't pleasing on the eye, but kind of made it that much sweeter for us winning in them conditions and, you know, being under the cosh at half time. So
yeah, well, we were watching the Laois final on television and it really was it seemed like a game changing breeze, really. It didn't work out for old Dempsey's in the second half either, but I suppose, like, were the conditions as bad in Cusack Park? And you said you had it, or you were against it in the second half, but you still managed to score the last few points of the game. So yeah. That must have been satisfying.
Yeah, it was. That's kind of what made it so much sweeter. To be honest, you know, at halftime I was slightly worried because there was a strong breeze there, but it was our first county final, as I said, for a club in 17 years. All this team, their first county final. So, you know, lads were quite nervous in the first half and you could see that. Our backs were kind of afraid to get short kickouts, afraid to drive, you know, through the pitch, making runs. You could see we were nervous. And then at halftime, when you're against the breeze, you have no other choice. You have to make that run. You have to get through that gap. And, you know, plenty of speed and youth in our team. And it kind of, you know, worked well in our advantage nearly because we had to carry that ball the extra bit. Once we went then a couple of points then ahead in the second half, you know, probably a bit of panic creeped in with Lowens, and, you know, we had a great crowd, great support there yesterday. They got on our backs and, you know, the minutes ticked by fairly quick there in the last couple of minutes. And finally, it was just delighted that we got over the line, yeah.
Even talking about the short kickouts, and there is more tactics in football. I'd say there's no point in saying otherwise. Like, how do you find, like, is it different preparing for a football game than a hurling game?
With regards to tactics, you know, there definitely is probably more football. I think that got to do with, though, it has to do with, you know, the ease that you can get possession in football. You know, the man can go and take a ball off a football player. You can't really do that in hurling. There's an awful lot more room for error, I suppose, in hurling. So tactics kind of, I think, go out the window there a bit more, especially in club hurling as well and club football. With regards kind of, you know, getting up for a game or that, it's all the same, really, you know. It's really all the same. It's kind of, I suppose, yesterday in the second half, you know, it's kind of a buzzword, I suppose. We just worked that bit harder in the second half, and you could see that it was 17 years since we were in a final. I think Lomans were in eight finals in a row now. So you could see we just wanted it that bit more, and, you know, it was kind of the same last week. I was on the opposite end of it last week then against Castlegaig, and it was their fourth final in a row. And I know how they're feeling this morning as well. So, well done to them as well.
Have you always played football now, like up underage and through the ranks?
I've always played up to underage, yeah. I played Westmeath under 21s for 1 year because I was able to balance it with hurling, whatever way it was. But I suppose the last 7 years of that, I'm only really playing 3 months a year, you know, to May, June, July, August, maybe 4 months a year. But I suppose growing up, I had that good foundation of playing football fairly regularly. So, you know, if I was only playing maybe 3 months a year since I was a young lad, you know, I probably wouldn't have kept it going because I wouldn't have had the skill to answer that. So, I've always played the Downs. The Downs and Clonkilla are clubs right next to each other, so they're very linked. You know, nearly anyone that plays hurling in Clonkilla plays the Downs. So, you know, the lads are very supportive that way as well, and they're always shouting for the Downs and Clonkilla, you know, it's very linked.
So is it like a kind of a sister club or whatever? Like,
basically, yeah. There's a small percentage of players that play maybe with Raharney next door in their club, you know, Raharney well probably. And maybe Kinney, or sorry, yeah, no, it's really nearly anyone that plays with the Downs is playing with Clonkilla, yeah.
So there was 77 Jewel boys. I think it was three starting, maybe one or two more. Like, how did you boys find it the whole year? I suppose the fact that they are kind of sister clubs, there will be a bit of communication between management there and there'd be an understanding there. Like, was that, did that all work out okay?
Yeah, like other years, you know, I suppose we were kind of successful with Clonkilla. We've won a good few championships. With Downs, we're probably not. So there's always been kind of that, you know, what will I say, you know, football, one getting in the way of the other. But we are kind of sister clubs, but they are two different clubs, I suppose, at the end of the day. So each club is looking out for their own interests. This year and last year, I suppose, we were kind of lucky because we went unbeaten in last year's football, you know, championship up to the semi-final. We were bet then. And this year we went unbeaten in the hurling the whole year to the final, and this year went unbeaten as well. So we've been constantly winning games, which is good. You know, if we've lost a couple of games, you know, things might get in the way then between players going here and players going there. But communication team management is very good. It's as simple as this. It's if it's a hurling week, you're playing hurling. If it's a football week, you're playing football, you know. So it has its challenges too, you know, being away from the hurling pitch for a week as well. It's not great. I've been away from the football pitch for about 7 or 8 months. So, it's not as bad. But, you know, it's difficult to, you know, you keep your hurling up when you're not there for a week. But
yeah, sure.
Handy, when you come to the football, then it's handy. You can fist it over the bar as much as you want. You know, you don't really lose that skill.
Sure, it's easy for hurlers to pick up football, isn't it?
That's it, exactly. Handy. Very easy.
I'd say then, like, when you hadn't won in 17 years, like with Clonkill, you're probably expected to win and you'd won a few in a row back a few years ago. I'd say the celebrations were fairly lively and fairly sweet last night to win that one. Like,
yeah, they were. You know, they wouldn't really be, they were good. There were no regret to see our family and that there. There wouldn't be a huge drinking culture really in the Downs or Clonkill for that matter. So, you know, we'll keep level headed. You know, we won a lot of underage. It's not like a club that's won, you know, nothing. There's good tradition in the Downs. The Downs have always been a successful club. And as I said, we've had plenty of success, minor, under 21. And to be honest, probably not a cocky thing to say, but we were kind of just waiting for this day to come, you know. And we've been waiting a good while. Like, I'm 25 years of age. So I'm playing about 4 or 5 years since under 21. We've won something last, but we've kind of knew that this day would come, that we would get over the line. And it was just really playing the waiting game, because we've had so much success and we've nearly all continued playing up to senior. And we've been there. We've been very close. You know, last year in a semi-final, we kind of didn't really perform. And we've beaten every team the last couple of years, maybe twice. So, you know, the celebrations were excellent last night. As I said, really good to meet a lot of people we probably haven't met in about 2 or 3 years because of COVID. But yeah, I know they were special. Yeah,
very good. Just a quick word on the county season with Meath. Like, you had a decent year. You scored a good few goals, and you were kind of like, you obviously had a tough draw up in the Leinster Championship, but like, you pushed a few teams close and then had a very good win over Laois for a finish. Like, so how would you reflect on that as a whole?
Yeah, it was good. You know, it was an enjoyable year to start with. You know, that's probably the main thing. It was a very enjoyable year under Joe Fortune, and looking forward to this year already, you know. But I suppose to start off the league, main goal, you know, Division 1, that's, you know, a given, you know, trying to get back up to Division 1. With the Championship, you know, it was successful in a way. Like, we still took, you know, 2 or 3 bad beatings against Galway. You know, putting it up to Kilkenny for 50 minutes, it's not really a thing to be proud of, I suppose. You know, we were back by 15 points in the end. So, but, you know, getting a great result against Wexford at home, we were probably disappointed. I think the week previous, we lost to Dublin by 5 or 6. We were kind of disappointed with that because we were building towards that game. And then I suppose the big game at the end, probably a lot of people thought it was going to come down to that, you know, winner take all against Laois. And we really performed that day in a Moore Park. We won by, I think it was 18 points. So that was, you know, that was very good. I suppose a successful year for our first year in Leinster in a good while. And next year we're in Division 1 and the Leinster Championship for the first time, I think, in Westmeath's history. So, you know, it's an exciting time for Westmeath GAA in general. Obviously, the footballers doing well. And we're now in, you know, in the top table as well. So, yeah, it's all going Westmeath at the minute, I suppose. It's going well. We're ticking along nicely, you know.
Definitely, yeah. So what's the plan for the week now? Like you said, you were kind of like, you know, you were expecting and you were hoping that this day will come. Would you say there's lads in the Downs who are thinking about a Leinster campaign already, or are you just thinking about
this week celebrations?
No,
I have a couple of calls coming in here now, lads, asking where I am, but I know we'll definitely celebrate this week. Yeah, no, definitely. You know, come next week, though, definitely we'll be back training. I don't know who we have, to be honest, in the Leinster Championship. But, you know, we'll definitely give it our best shot. Obviously, Lomas went near enough a couple of years ago. And I suppose it all really depends on the draw at the minute, you know, the way obviously everyone wants to avoid the Dublin champions as long as they can, whoever that will be, and the Kildare champions maybe as well. But come next Tuesday, you know, we'll be back, you know, back on the horse and back training and, you know, give a good account of ourselves in Leinster, yeah. But for the week, definitely we'll celebrate today and tomorrow and maybe next, maybe at the weekend as well. We'll keep going, as drag it out as long as we can.
Well, you better not keep those boys waiting, Niall. You better get down to that pub.
No, we're not going to the pub. No, we're going for a recovery session.
Good stuff. Niall Mitchell, thanks a million.
Thanks a million, Niall. Great seeing you, yeah.
Thanks a million to Niall for that. You can tune in next week where we'll be chatting to another county champion.